I just want to share with you, what I saw was a baseball field. And it was a baseball field, and there was a baseball game going on. And John, feel free to jump in, because I know you're a baseball fan, not me. But anyways, I saw a baseball game going on, and I saw the bases loaded. And I saw where the, you know, of course, the person that was on third base, you know, everybody hopes to hit a home run. He didn't hit a home run, so he went to first base. This person went to first base. And then the second batter came up, and of course, they're always hoping that they're going to hit the home run. They didn't hit the home run, but they did push the first base person to the second base. And then the third batter came up, and the same thing happened. Nobody had hit the home run. And so the bases are loaded. And anyone who knows, so when that fourth batter comes up, it's either there will be four people that will come into home base, or there will be strikeout and it will be zero. And none of those players will come to the base. And what I felt like the Lord was saying, it's a very important season that you're in. You are here. You are the ones that are going up to bat now. And this is very, very serious. And the other three, whether that's three prophetic words, and I think it is, that there's been three major prophetic words over Hamilton. I don't know what they were, but I feel like you know what they are. And there's some very serious prophetic words that are ready to be released in Hamilton. And what I saw is you and Alex, two are one. You are at the base now. At the base. And anybody who's been a batter, when you stand up and the tension, because everyone is watching, the audience is watching, okay? People, I'm sure there's many who have heard about these prophetic words, but the audience, the spectators are watching, but there are people playing in the game, and there's people out in the field, and I just really felt like the Lord say, you know, this is a time for you to walk out in faith, to not allow fear to come in, but He has chosen you at this time. And it is going to, it's going to be a ripple effect, and all of a sudden, all three words are going to come to pass. We're all going to hit home base. And it's a serious time, because it's not a time to strike out. It's a time to be very, very intentional. It's a time to get up at that base and know, you know what, I'm going to hit the home run. The Lord is going to work through me to hit that home run. But more importantly, what the Lord said to me, it's the team. Your team, I sense, is a team that least expects to win this big game. And other people aren't expecting you to win this big game. You're almost like you're under the radar. It's almost like you put together a team, volunteers who have come, and all of a sudden, in sports, have you ever heard where people are, it's like, where did that team come out of? How did they become the winning team? People do not know that this is the winning team. This is the winning team. And I just declare that over you.
Thank you,
to
Lord.
Step up and to hit the mark. And be very, very intentional about that.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
The Bible says in the book of Ecclesiastes, two are better than one.
Amen.
Because they can work together to accomplish more. And a threefold cord is not easily broken.
Amen.
Because there's power in people working together. Amen. Bless you guys.
Hallelujah.